Alex Morris is the mayor of Holyoke, Massachusetts. He's also challenging Congressman Richard Neal in this year's Democratic primary in the 1st Congressional District. This week, Morris sat down with WAMC while campaigning in Pittsfield. He discussed taking on a senior member of his own party, his fundraising, and how he plans to win a district easily carried by Neal in 2018.
We're a little over 6 months on the campaign trail, and so I've been spending a lot of time out here in Berkshire County. Here in Pittsfield, obviously, but up and down North and South County, getting to know as many people as possible. We're entering a new phase of the campaign as well. We're bringing on organizers, and we have launched a series of organizing summits throughout the district. And so we're going from, you know, introducing myself to now, you know, engaging with everyday people that want to plug into our campaign and be a part of this movement.
Neal coasted to a victory in his last primary challenge. When you're out on the street talking to people, are you hearing a constituency that's ready for new leadership?
People are hungry and excited for accessible, visible leadership in every corner of the district. And when you talk to everyday people about their struggles and their challenges, their aspirations, you would never know that we have one of the most powerful Democrats in Washington representing us when you have these conversations. And so again, people are looking for a representative that, number one, shares their values, that recognizes the urgency of the moment we're in. And I think overall, the people that I speak to recognize that we don't have a member of Congress that shows up, that shares those values, and that is actually working for everyday people in all parts of our district.
As you just mentioned, Neal is a very powerful person in Congress. Are you concerned that there might be a potentially negative impact on the Democratic Party to replace someone so senior in congressional leadership?
I think this is the most important Democratic primary in the entire country, playing out right here in the 1st District of Massachusetts. And this election, frankly, is about the future of the Democratic Party. It's not enough that we're represented by a Democrat. We need better Democrats that are unbought by special interests and corporate America and corporate PACs. And if anything, we will gain additional representation in Washington by defeating Richard Neal in September, because we'll send someone to Washington that shares the values of Western Mass and that wants to help fulfill the destiny of our cities and towns and of our people here in the district. And, you know, showing people very clearly that yes, Richard Neal has power, but let's look at the ways in which he's used that power. He's not using that power to ensure that healthcare is a human right, to make sure that we combat the climate crisis, to get money out of politics, to stand up for reproductive justice. I want to be that member of Congress that uses the power of the office to improve people's lives.
The Neal campaign has alleged that you failed to meet some fundraising goals for your campaign. Can you tell me about that? Are you meeting the goals that you want to meet? What do you say to those claims?
Yeah, I think Richard Neal will do anything he can to distract from the fact that he is funded and bought by corporate interests. You know, we just released our fundraising numbers of last quarter of 2019 last week. And the congressman and I, we both raised $125,000 from actual people. The problem is he augmented that with an additional $325,000 from corporate PACs. And we're not taking a single dollar of corporate PAC money. And so we're confident that we have a path to victory. We're confident we'll have the resources necessary to implement that path to victory and the resources we need to win on September 1st. In the first 6 months of our campaign, we've raised more money from people in the district than he's raised in the district in the last 3 years combined. We've raised more money than any challenger of his in 30 years. And we've raised 25 times the amount of donations from the district than he has this cycle. And so we're building a movement here in Western Mass. 95% of our contributions are $200 or less. Less than 1% of his contributions are $200 or less. And I think it speaks to the kind of campaign we're building and the movement we're building here in the district.
Looking at the political landscape of the district, where do you see this battle fought and won? What's going to be the most crucial part of the 1st Congressional District to win over voters in the primary?
We're not taking a single person, voter, resident, city or town for granted. And so this is going to play out in every single corner. And I think where Congressman Neal has failed the district is that he's focused his efforts primarily in one city and in one county. And obviously, as someone that is a mayor of a major city in Hamden County, we're going to compete and do well there. But we're going to show up in places like the Berkshires and in the Hilltowns and in Franklin County and in Worcester County, in those places that feel the most forgotten about and left behind. But again, we're not going to cede any territory. We're going to reach out to people that have always participated, but we're also going to spend a lot of time reaching out to those people that frankly have given up on participating in federal elections altogether.
There's been a lot of conversation in the mainstream media about the fractious nature of the Democratic Party, both on a national level and the presidential primary and in primaries like this one here in Massachusetts. In your mind, are these kind of conversations good or bad for Democrats going into 2020?
I think they're great conversations that we need to be having these conversations. That is what democracy is all about. And as I said, it's not enough to be a Democrat. I think the issue is when Democrats are in power, when we do have the White House and we have the Senate and we have the House, we don't deliver transformational policies for people. And so we're not delivering health care for everyone who needs it. We're not combating the climate crisis. We're not standing up for women's bodily autonomy when Republicans around the country are doing a full-out attack on women's reproductive rights. And so it's about time that Western Mass send a progressive Democrat to Washington to stand up for the values that are important to us. And this is what democracy and elections are all about. Just because you've been there for 30 years doesn't mean you're entitled to the seat. This is the people's seat. And the fact that we have a member of Congress that has been there for 30 years, that has become incredibly complacent and out of touch, and has forgotten how to partner with everyday people to fulfill their destiny, it's time we had a member of Congress that commits to showing up. We have a congressman that hasn't done a town hall in over 2.5 years. And so I don't care, I know our residents don't care, how much power you have, how much seniority you have. We're the ones that sent you there in the first place. And if you don't have the decency or the respect to show up and answer questions and to be held accountable and talk about the work you're doing, then you don't deserve to represent us in Washington.
This week, the EPA unveiled a new cleanup plan for the Housatonic River that marks a new agreement between General Electric and communities along the river. It's a deal that your opponent, Richard Neal, endorsed. It's a deal that some in the county have protested against, citing the creation of a new PCBs landfill in Lee. What are your thoughts on the new agreement?
I think it's a complicated issue, and I do commend all of the organizations, residents, and partners that were involved in this settlement. You know, I would say I think this is an issue of corporate greed and what corporations do to communities when they do leave, and the fact that GE contaminated a significant portion of the river and of the Berkshires is incredibly problematic. And the fact that Congressman Neal, throughout his career, has taken $82,000 from the corporate PAC of General Electric, I think recognizes and illuminates the relationship that our congressman has with corporations like GE at the very time they're working as hard as they can to avoid their financial responsibility to Pittsfield and to Berkshire County. And so I'll be taking time in the coming days and coming weeks to meet with the community groups involved and hear directly from them as to the pros and cons of the settlement. I'll be meeting with folks that live in the Housatonic area as to their concerns, folks in Lenoxdale and in Lee that obviously aren't happy about a new dump being installed in their neighborhood and in their backyard. And so I'll be doing my part to be as responsive and intentional as possible throughout this campaign and as a member of Congress.